This is Mark, and welcome back to another discussion on Code Factory's latest product release, or soon to be released, MobileSpeak 4.0. Joining me today is the founder and CEO of Code Factory, Mr. Edward Sanchez. How you doing, Edward, and welcome back, buddy.
Hi, Mark. Thank you. It's a pleasure being here today.
It's been a long time since we spoke. Over a year ago, a lot of things in technology have changed, man. I think the last time we spoke, I was using a Blackjack 2.
Yep. Yeah, lots of things have changed in the market. The market's changing rapidly, and, you know, it's our job to keep up with it and innovate.
I get so excited when I look at all the new products being released, especially this year, and with the release of Windows 7, and then we have Windows Mobile 6.5, anticipating, of course, with Windows Mobile 7. It's really a great time to be in technologies.
Absolutely.
Now, let's get right to the new product, the flagship of Code Factory, MobileSpeak 4.0. What sets this product apart from your previous products?
Well, I would say that when we released our software back in 2004, the first MobileSpeak version, you know, the mobile world, let's say, the market, was so much different from what it is today.
In what way?
Well, for one, there were only maybe a couple of phones that were suitable to run MobileSpeak. At that point, there was only one operating system for the mobile phones, actually, that were programmable. That was the Symbian platform. And the hardware was so limited in those phones that it was...
You mean the RAM, the RAM capacity?
Yeah, the RAM, the processor.
The processor speed.
It was so slow, there was no way to actually run any software in there.
And the main general market, if I remember correctly, everything was pretty much proprietary, right? I mean, Motorola had its operating system and they didn't run.
Exactly. So at that point, there was this operating system that was kind of open to other third-party developers. And we actually created MobileSpeak for the Symbian platform, and it was a great product. But in the last 5 years, things have changed so much. Now there's hundreds of devices out there running Windows Mobile, Symbian, and other platforms. The market's changing also to the touch interface.
Yeah, that's gotten really popular.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very, very popular. And I know that one might think that it's not, you know, the most accessible thing to have a touch screen device. Well, we're going to change that with MobileSpeak 4. We have learned a lot during those past 5 years. We've put all the feedback that we've received from thousands of customers, we've put that basically on a list, an endless list, you know.
Exactly. I mean, you must have feedback from all around the world. I mean, you have your products in every country, so.
Oh, yeah. We have our products in 53 countries.
That's impressive. That's
yeah, 23 languages. And we've always tried to be very close to the end user, trying to innovate and know what the user wants and so on. So we've gathered all this experience, all this feedback to create brand new product. Which is MobileSpeak 4.
You know, you just said something that I didn't realize. MobileSpeak was initially designed for Symbian first. Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I had no idea. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. It was, 2004 for the Symbian platform. Then in 2005, we released the MobileSpeak for Windows Mobile running on PDAs. And it's funny because now everybody's talking about, you know, the iPhone and how, you know, they've made touchscreen devices accessible and all that. Well, MobileSpeak Pocket was the first product that would allow a blind person to use a touchscreen device, and that was way back in 2005.
That's true, and that was touchscreen. In fact, it used a stylus, didn't it, those devices?
Yes, the devices were meant to be used by stylus, but our users could use the touchscreen with their fingers as
well. That's right, you had it broken down into a quadrant. Yeah, it was really quite innovative.
Yes, exactly.
It was amazing.
Yep.
I remember it well.
And now, with MobileSpeak 4, we took that a step forward. What we do is allow the users to be able to use the touch screen, but in a very simple way, so that you don't have to read like a 30-page manual in order to know how the touch screen works.
Exactly, because that can be overwhelming. I'd look at some of these manuals, and the list of commands seems endless.
Yes, exactly.
So you're saying then, in addition to actually making touch screens more accessible, you've also simplified the interface so that one doesn't have to memorize a list of 30,000 commands to make it work. work.
Exactly. All the help that you can get is already built in a very natural way. The learning curve is all very smooth. We've made sure that a user that with no experience with a touchscreen device can get a phone with mobile speak 4 on it and be able to use it right out of the box without any heavy training. It needs to be natural. And that's the cool thing about technology, that, you can do things complicated, which is a lot easier than doing them simple and easy. And that's the difficult thing.
So, So if I understand it, you're saying it's easier to program for people if you're going to make things complicated, because it puts the responsibility on the user to get that information out of the device.
Exactly.
You're saying from a programming perspective, it makes the programmer's job easier to put all the as many menus and contingencies and all these things, and then the user has to sift through it. What's much more complicated is to make it so it's intuitive and puts the onus on the programmer rather than the user.
That's right. We've worked very hard to make things very easy to the end user. And I think we've succeeded.
No, Edwin, one thing forgive me, I know it's Edward, and I apologize.
That's okay.
My family's name's Edwin, and I don't know why. I can't,
You can call me Edwin, I don't mind.
No, if I don't call you Eddie. Anyway.
No, not Eddie, or
no,
Eddie, or
okay,
anything like that.
I won't do that.
I'm fine with Edwin.
Okay, all right, I good. Thank you so much. One thing I think that we've gotten some feedback on, and I monitor the list and the Code Factory list, which seem to be growing exponentially as the popularity of the software increases, is the seeming big gaps in updates. Maybe you could explain. I know a lot of people think, well, it's been a 6 months or a year since the innovations. If I'm understanding you correctly, this is necessary in order to keep the intuitive nature of the interface simple. Am I right, or is there something else going on here?
For Symbian, actually, we have released software updates every 3 months. It's true that for Windows Mobile, there has been a six-month gap. I think that the main reason for that is on the Windows Mobile front, there hasn't been any breakthrough technology out there. I mean, yes, there have been some new devices, which we have supported, by the way, like the HTC Snap and so on.
Right.
But there hasn't been anything new out there that required, a brand new version of MobileSpeak until MobileSpeak 4.
It's true. You are limited by the platform you're supporting, and
well, of course, we're making screen readers. Yes, you can always improve the product. That's what we've done with MobileSpeak 4. Mm-hmm. But if Microsoft sticks to Windows Mobile 6.1 for 6 months, then so are we.
Yeah, it's a good point.
No.
And actually, I know they've moved the Windows Mobile 7 release date back so many times, so you're right. I think a lot of people should keep that in mind, that you are supporting the operating system, yeah.
In my opinion, I think they've done a good job with Windows Mobile 6.5. I know that some people say that, it's the same old thing, but with a new
facelift.
New user interface, new look and feel, and so on. Well, I think they've done really cool things out there, and I think they're moving in the right direction.
Okay.
Microsoft has really never lost the war.
No, they never lose. That's a good point.
They never lose. So I think they're in the right direction, and they've been quite helpful, actually, in the development of MobileSpeak 4. So I'm really happy about that.
I'm glad they're taking an active role. The same thing has been said about vendors. With regards to Windows, a lot of company stocks really went down because people were just waiting for Windows 7 as opposed to buying Vista, since Vista had such a bad reputation. And now, since with the release of Windows 7, people are starting to buy PCs again. So I'm hoping we'll see the same thing like Windows Mobile 7.
Yes, I think we will. It's a very complicated market with new platforms out there. The iPhone and Android and all these Linux-based operating systems and so on. And, of course, everybody wants to have their share of
pie. Yeah, everybody wants their piece of the pie. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm fine with that, as long as, we can, support as many platforms as possible and do a product that the end user actually enjoys.
Here's the big question, buddy. I almost want to put like a drum roll on this, but I won't. when, what's the time schedule look like?
Okay, the beta has already started. So we have lots of users testing the software, giving us feedback, and so on. As you can imagine, being a multi-platform, multi-voice with a new touch interface, supporting new devices, you know, it's going to take a little while in order for the software to be out there. We will only release the software when we know that it's solid. Believe me, it's worth the wait.
Of that, I have no doubt, my friend. That's great, Edward. You know, I got to tell you, I think anyone who knows me and who's looked at my blog and any of my work knows that I am truly your number one fan, and it's always a privilege to talk to you.
And it's been a pleasure to talk to you as well.
That's great, buddy. All right, listen, that's it. We're going to wrap it up for this show. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to make a joyful noise this week, and stay tuned for the next podcast on Mobile Speak 4.0. Bye-bye.